A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Samachei, Baba Basra 65a, pagination is 129. Starting from the new Mishnah, four lines up from the bottom. Hamocharas Habayis, a person is selling a house. Mocharas Hadelas, he's including the door. Avaloas Hamafteach, but not the key. And what we're going to see emerge here is that if he doesn't identify v'chol masha besocho, that he's selling it with the things attributable to the house, then a distinction is made between the house and other things that are related to the house, but they're really not included in the house. If he said, as the end of the Mishnah says, v'chol masha besocho, and everything that's included in the house, then some of these other things that are attributable to the house but are not fundamentally included would be included. He's not including his furnishings, a couch, a chair, but he is including things that are attributable to the house. Let's see how it unfolds, and we'll see the different levels that Chazal, with what I describe as surgical precision, identified as levels of how attributable they are to the sale. So we have a distinction right now of a door versus the key. The door is clearly part of the house. The key, not necessarily. If the seller would like to keep his stack of keys for metal recycling, then he would be entitled to the way this deal was structured. Mocharas hamachteshes kivua avalos matalteles. There's a difference in selling things depending on whether they're nailed down, so to speak, which the Mishnah continues and says, Vloas atana vloas hakirayim, the oven is not included. Rashbam on the last line says that there's a different girsa that says that it is included, an oven is included. V'im isa, and if it's true that that's the girsa, then tzarech lo'ukma b'mechubaris l'karka, you would have to be talking about an oven that is nailed down. Because right now we're making a distinction between something that's literally part of the house because it's firmly affixed versus something that's typically there and is very heavy and unlikely to move, but it's not really tied down. Bizman sha'amar lohu v'chol masha besocho, if however he gave an extra wording, it and everything that's in it, Harei kulan mechurin, then these items would be included, says Rashbam. Nevertheless, it's only things that are miyuchadim lebayis zeh, things that are designated for the house. She'enam regilim la'ashilon mepnei kevedon, that people are not used to lending to somebody else, which would be the litmus test, because they're just so heavy. They're normally kept. You would need special movers in order to move them. Rashbam is on the top lines, the second of the four, in the beginning of the page. Umafteach nami, and the key also is included in this category, even though it's light and easily to move, because in logic, its normal usage is to open this door because the key is designed for this lock. So we're going to attribute it. But again, in the first level of understanding the sale of a house, if nothing is extra, then you don't get the key. But if he says, v'chol masha besocho, and everything that's with it, then the very heavy oven, even though it's not affixed, would go to the buyer, and the key also would go to the buyer. We mentioned that even though he said, and everything in it, the personal furnishings are not going to be included in that. He has a chair, a table, that's not going to be included. And this is similar to what we encountered when we were discussing in the previous two sessions, the pit, that the person buying a house buys the house. Then there was a step of logic and transaction regarding the area above and below, and then there's another step of the pit, actual items, an apartment, a second story. All of this has to all be discussed. So here also we have him selling the house, but anything that's not nailed down is not included unless he said this inclusion of komasha besocho. Even after he said komasha besocho, everything that's in his house, which comes to include, let's say, the oven that's not cemented down. It's heavy. It's unlikely that he's going to move it, but he didn't sell it. He did sell it. Once he says komasha besocho, he's selling it. But the chair and the table, which are personal things, that he's not selling yet, according to the current terms that he articulated, says Rashbam, five lines down, V'haynu taima, this is the reason, D'lo zavin shart minei tashmishtei, that he's not selling the other items, according to his wording, D'lo betili ligabe bayis, because they're not batal nullified to the house, they're not part of the house, Inami, or it's not likely that he expected that he's going to just have to start from scratch. He's going to move to a different location. Perhaps he needed the money. He has to downsize, but he wants his items unless he really explained that those items are included. Now, we have a principle here, which is articulated by Rabbi Eliezer, midway on the line. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar kolam chubel lekarka, reu kekarka. Rabbi Eliezer says, anything that's attached to the ground is considered like the ground. And what the Gemara over here does is draws a distinction between sugyas, namely the sugya of mikvaos, how to build a mikvah, and the sugya of sales by a house. And we're going to say that even though Rabbi Eliezer is telling us anything that's attached to the ground is like the ground, and things that are in the ground are not mekabel tumah, and therefore they can be used to hold water, that's true by mikvos. That something that's part of the ground is part of the ground, but if it's detached from the ground and then you attach it to the ground by a house, it's going to become part of the ground and it's sold with the house. By a mikvah, the fact that you did it detached and then attached it doesn't help. It's a detached item which got attached and it will invalidate the mikvah. An example of this. A mikvah is, the way we do it, poured cement into the ground using a mold that holds the cavity open and allows the cement to go all over and dry and have a place to hold the water. In certain areas where the groundwater is very high and it's difficult to dig and have dry area to pour the cement, the suggestion was made, why don't you prefab the mikvah in a different location and then just insert it now that it's hard cement? And the answer is that doesn't work, because once it's made in the mold, it holds water. It's a keli, a vessel, and the water that's in it is going to become pusel for the purposes of a mikvah. We need that the cavity that's holding the water was formed attached to the ground as part of the ground. You dig a hole in the ground and water rains into it, that's a kosher mikvah. if it has the Arba'im Sa, of course. Let's see the Gemara about 8 lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, Tzino Shechakiku L'Bsof Kavu, a pipe that was hollowed out. You have a piece of wood, you hollow it out, it holds water, and then you attached it to the ground. Posel asa mikvah, that's invalid in the laws of mikvah because it was a keli beforehand. Kavu l'basof chakuku, if you attached it and then you carved it out, in a posel asa mikvah, that will not invalidate the mikvah. And the Gemara wonders that when I had other items and then I attached them to the ground, they became part of the ground, part of the house. Why can't this hollowed pipe, or in our case, poured cement, once it's attached to the ground, it should suddenly become valid as attached to the ground, and now a kasher mikvah? And the Gemara, as we articulated, answers, these are borrowed terms, these are totally unrelated topics. When it comes to the house, it's mocha ba'ayin yafe mocha. It has to do with what am I selling. And once it's nailed down, it's considered part of the house. When it comes to the principles of mikvah, once it's a toras kali, once it has the name of a vessel, it's going to create water that's called she'uvim, drawn water as if in a bucket. And the fact that you attach it to the ground afterwards is not going to remove its status. If you did want to remove the status, the idea would be you could punch a hole in the vessel that's big enough of a hole that it invalidates it as a vessel, and then you attach it to the ground and seal the hole up while it's attached to the ground. In that case, it became a retention body for water while it was attached to the ground. And in that case, it would be kosher for purposes of mikvah. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.